You locked on to Soundbites on Russell. Sorry. What is? Can you hear yourself?
I can hear you.
Can you hear? I can't hear me. Maybe I'm going deaf.
Do you think so?
I think I'm going deaf. I have to get turned up. Now I'm up to like 7.
Oh, okay. All
welcome
right.
Soundbites.
Welcome, Russell.
I am deaf as a bat. It might help if I actually put these on the right way. That's better. Actually, that's a lot better. I think the left ear's playing up.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry.
The headphones. Technical difficulty.
Left and right headset, yeah. And the left one's buggered, so I had to buy another headset.
There you go.
Anyway, well, we're 10.
Now that we've resolved that mystery.
We have weird ways to start this show.
It's not often we get a smooth start. Luckily, we're not pilots trying to take off on a plane. There'd be a couple of bunny hops on the runway and everything.
See, we spoke last night.
Yes.
We did, didn't we?
Yes.
And I said that we're doing fun facts part 3 now, I think.
Yeah, because we did one last season and now another one this season.
Yep, and now there's another one this episode.
Yeah.
But I put one of these myths to the test.
Yes.
And that was that eating cheese before bed would give you vivid dreams.
Nightmares.
Didn't give me nightmares. What it gave me was drool everywhere.
So you drooled all over your pillow?
I drooled drool everywhere.
Were you trying to...
I woke up with drool over my face. I was a wet mess.
So did you... Were you dreaming that you were eating more cheese?
I don't know. It was just...
Right. Was there like a bite out of the pillow?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. What about the mattress or the...
No, the mattress was fine.
All right, so you weren't eating or chewing.
No. I just drool. So don't eat cheese before bed because you will just drool everywhere.
All right, and you know, that's our empirical evidence, our research that we've done. We've done actual experiments.
1 out of 2 people have tested this theory.
Yes, tested this theory. So I'm the control group. I didn't wake up in a pool of drool.
No.
So there you go.
Thank goodness for you. You didn't wake up in a pile of drool, but no, so. I did.
But on the nights that you didn't eat cheese before bed?
I was fine. No drool.
Okay.
Dry
right.
mouth.
Yeah.
So normally I have dry mouth.
Yeah.
But the cheese made me have wet mouth.
Wet mouth? I wonder if it was the volume. I wonder if you can get amount of cheese.
I did have a lot of cheese. Like I'm talking like a... There was a big block of mainland
Colby or something.
Well, it was Colby. good plug for them. But it was like, I don't know. It was about the size of my iPhone with the thickness of maybe 2 iPhones put together. So I'm talking about a big chunk of cheese.
That's like a brick.
I love my cheese. I mean, I absolutely love my cheese.
I love cheese. I do love cheese. I try to stay away from it, but I do love it.
Oh, it's just so delicious. Definitely tasty cheese.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But this one's light cheese as well. So I don't know if that played a role.
Yeah, but it's only light if you eat it in small quantities. when you eat, you know, like low fat or whatever, but in vast quantities, it sort of negates any potential health benefits.
Damn, I thought I was doing myself good by eating light goons to eat cheese.
Well, look, no, you did the right thing by going light. You just sort of went, okay, if it's light, then I can have 18 times the normal daily recommended allowance. Yeah.
Sorry, I should just say it's not called that name anymore. It's called Cheers.
There you go.
Cheers cheese.
Cheers cheese.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Okay, let's move on. into the show.
So I think tonight we have to set ourselves a challenge because we started this last week and we had 100 fun facts.
Yes.
And we thought we might get through quite a few of them and we didn't even get through 25. We did get through 25. And that's only because we rushed the last two.
I actually think that's what we're going to end up doing tonight as well. Like 25 is a good target.
Yeah, I know.
But so. I think that if we get to the end of this page, which there is about 10, 20 on there.
Yeah.
But that's pretty good.
All right.
Where do you think we're going to get to?
You
want to get to a number 100, do you?
Well, you know, we got a lot. Okay. And they're good fun facts.
That's the thing. I'm having fun saying the fun facts.
Yeah, I'm having fun saying the fun facts. So the thing is, though, I do have to remind our wonderful listeners that I haven't actually double-checked and verified all these. So
that's okay. So if you can fact-check
us. That's my little
us.
Caveat. Yeah, feel free to fact-check us and let us know if we didn't get something completely right.
And if we got something wrong, we'll donate $1 to a telephone.
There you go.
There you go. It's $1 to telephone.
Yeah.
Not for every wrong thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got one whole dollar. If you want the whole thing, you got to check all 100 off.
Oh, yeah, no, that's right, jokes aside.
So generosity is not our strong point.
No. Being broke is.
Yeah. If you'd like to sponsor this show,
call us and your money can go to the telethon. Yeah. And we'll be broke still.
Yeah, don't call us reverse charges.
Actually, payphones are free.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a great initiative.
Fun fact, payphones are free.
And now we've got 101.
Okay, let's get
into it. All right, let's get started. You know that in one in every 2,000 babies is born with a tooth?
Baby shark. Doo, 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 doo. Baby shark. Doo, 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 doo. Baby shark. That's a lot of thinking.
Who sings that?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a shame. I was going to say, let's keep it that way.
All I will say is, I said this off air, I was like, what they're eating from the aliens.
Yeah. And then we started saying it was like aliens. They're sort of burst out rather than sort of be born.
Look, I feel sorry for those 2,000 babies.
One in 2,000. One in every 2,000, yeah. Why?
Because
they've got a head start.
Yeah, but
it's the mums that have to worry about.
No, breastfeeding.
Yeah, that's why it's the mums that have to worry about. Yeah, I'm trying to keep it
PG. But that's pretty toothy. Okay, let's move on.
Let's move on.
A dog's sense of smell is 1,000 times more sensitive than a human. Yes, that's why we use them as drug dogs.
Yeah, this is an addendum to this fun fact.
What?
Horses have an even better sense of smell
than dogs. They're not that good at telling us that there's drugs there.
Yeah, but that's because we haven't trained them to. Yeah. And you know, dogs can smell cancer. Yeah.
I was about to say that.
They just don't know that we need to know that.
But they're training them to do that. Yeah, they're training them. Dance, monkey, dance.
Well, you know, in a sort of dog and smell cancer sort of way.
Yeah, but do you know something that dogs are really good at? Taking down humans. Please, dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. The blank stare on your face was like, where is he going with this?
Yeah, I like how we've connected the dots and then that one is sort of an outlier. So did you know that octopuses have 3 hearts?
No, I did not know that, but I did know that octopuses are very sticky.
Probably with those little suction cups.
They're really good for the suction cups that back masseurs do.
Oh, for the cupping?
Yes. So you don't need cupping people. Just go and get an octopus from your local seafood dealer.
Kayla's Brothers. Unsponsored.
Not sponsored. Not but sponsored. Kayla's, come and sponsor us.
Yeah, yeah, no, we'll take
your
money.
And we'll give you a fish of a day. Okay, the Queen is the legal owner of 1/6 of the Earth's land surface. Really?
Yeah, no.
I thought she sold a lot of land.
No, she's certainly a holder of a lot of land too.
Ooh, interesting. Well, the Buckingham Palace has to take up a lot of room.
All the palaces take up a lot of room.
Can we sell them on eBay?
You can. It just won't be a legal sale.
Damn. Well, I'll own the moon.
Well, what would you do with it?
Turn it into cheese.
Well, it'll already be missing a slab since you've eaten it for your experiment.
Okay, next one.
As it grows, sweet corn makes a squeaking noise like 2 rubber balloons rubbing against each other. That
That's what a bed makes too. Anyway, moving on.
Your bed, maybe.
Koalas sleep an average of 22 hours a day, 2 hours more than a sloth.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot of sleeping.
Well, yeah, that's why they're slow.
But I want to know, is that sleeping as in like our REM sleep, or is that just sort of drowsy, sort of psychedelic type away with the fairies?
Talking about koalas for a second, because there is Save the Koala. I'm just trying to find it on my internet. I should have Googled this earlier. There's actually a SaveTheKoala.com. It's an Australian foundation. They're currently searching for donations. So please, if you want to help save a koala or adopt a koala, or plant a tree for them, you can head over to SaveTheKoala.com and donations are available right now. They are a registered charity, which means all your money goes back to them or comes back to you. I don't know how tax works.
Well, it's tax deductible. $2 and over is tax deductible.
There you go. So go donate $2.
Better or more. Or more. Yeah. Yeah. Don't go to the absolute minimum.
$2.05.
Yeah. I'm making a difference.
Okay, no, but seriously, I love my koalas, so please go and support them.
You know, I was rather disturbed to hear that both koalas and platypuses are on...
Extinction.
Extinction list.
Well, if we keep burning the bush like we do,
well,
it's going
to
happen.
I agree. I think we need to put a bit more effort into this.
Yes, and did you hear, for people living in WA, Mark McGowan's announced that he's going to save the forest.
Yes, the old growth forest.
Yes, it's a shame it's not happening sooner, but I guess it's happening at all.
Yeah, look, it's had to go through a lot of...
Rigmarole
to get as far as it has. So well
good
done.
On him. Good on the government.
No,
that is some good news.
We need to stop cutting down trees because we need them to soak up all the carbon we've been popping.
What New South Wales is doing on climate change? Let's quickly, because we're talking about koalas here.
Okay.
Guess what they're doing in New South Wales?
What's that?
Goats. Something to do with goats and fires.
Okay. Are they training the goats to be firefighters?
No, they're training the goats to eat the grass. To stop the grass fires in...
Oh, keeping the grass low.
Yes, because they reckon that in New South Wales they're going to have a lot of grass fires this season.
Oh, okay.
So I hope they've got enough goats.
That's a lot of land to...
I know.
But then, you know, goats are pretty ravenous eaters.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, where's that fun fact for them? next one is number 32.
Pure gold is so soft that it can be moulded with your bare hands.
I would love a hand of gold.
The Midas touch?
No, it's like a hand of gold, like my just hand one... in gold.
Okay.
Just cast in gold, just so I could look at it every single day.
Every day. Give it a little polish every day and let it sparkle in the sunlight.
The richest beep in town. Although sometimes we get mugged in Kwinana.
Imagine that. Speak to the gold hand.
Golden finger.
No, but that's why, you know, gold comes in like 24, 18 and 9 carat.
Yes.
Because obviously if you had... And that's why you don't want to have...
you don't want to rub that gold.
No, or that if you're going to have things like bracelets and necklaces and stuff made out of gold, you sort of want it around 18 or 9 carat because it's more durable because it's mixed with other stuff to...
Yes.
Rather than the higher the gold level, you can sort of... easily break.
I want 100% gold, please.
Okay.
Okay. Next. You typically only breathe through one nostril at a time. No, I don't believe that one.
No. Typically. It's not all the time, but one is more dominant than the other.
Except for when I have a blocked nose. Then they're both glued.
Yeah, but that's a little different.
Can someone please, can we get a doctor for this one? Because I want to know how it works. Because I thought the nasal passages were just a pure hole in the back of your skull, or kind of in the back of your head.
Well, it all sort of connects back there.
Yeah, because I know when I'm eating soup and I choke and it goes up my nose.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen those people that have spaghetti in their nose and comes out their throat.
That whole thing from the roof of your mouth and behind, that's just a cavity with a few...
Ear, nose, throat.
I think it's very cute that you think a doctor would be listening to this show.
Well, if he's hot or she's hot, call me.
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
More than half of your bones are in your hands and feet. So we've got over 260 bones in the adult human body.
Yes.
And with 27 bones in each hand and 26 in each foot... These skeletal structures are the most complex, amounting to 106 bones in total from all four limbs.
Yes, and remember last week we spoke about that babies are born with about 300 bones at birth.
Yeah, and then a few of them fuse together.
Yes.
And that's how we get down to 206.
And some people might be lucky to get 207 or 205 if they're missing a vertebrae or something.
How is that lucky to be missing a vertebrae?
Well, you could have a fused neck and not have all your vertebrae.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Or you might be missing your tailbone.
Okay.
Isn't that a bone by itself? Definition?
I thought it was a series of three or four little bones. I don't know.
I don't know, but it's still a bone.
I don't know. Let's see if any of those doctors are listening.
If you're a spinal surgeon.
Yes, if you're taking a break from, you know, patients and therapy.
When you laugh at someone actually listening to this, who is a surgeon who's doing the surgery right now on someone's spine. I would have thought, he's like, let me just count.
I would have thought he or she would have hung up the minute he started listening.
Oh, well, sometimes we are the breath of fresh air and calmness that you need in a surgical room.
Could you imagine they have this show on in the background?
Wow. I would love it. I would absolutely love it.
You know, when I picture that surgery room, there's like a goat eating grass in the corner of that. And, you know, it's an open air. I don't think it's the standard that we would normally expect.
I'm expecting a dog to sniff out the surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the lab report.
Okay.
I actually take great comfort in this one.
Okay.
You are significantly more likely to die on your birthday than any other day of the year.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know.
Interesting.
I like the idea of...
I don't want to die on my birthday.
I do.
I want to die the day before my birthday.
Because
that way I can get it all ready and then I die and then next day funeral.
So my
funeral will be my birthday.
So you want people like smacking a piñata while... They're lowering you into the ground.
You might as well just smack the casket. Sorry to anyone's family who's just dealing with it.
Don't say that. Now I feel guilty for a few seconds.
But please, just smack my casket.
Yeah, but, you know, according to a 2012 study published in the Journal of the Annals of Epidemiology, humans are 13.8% more likely to die on their birthday than any other day.
So how can we up this to 100%?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind also happens to
not be the right thing.
Collide with the criminal code of going.
We do need to just acknowledge that it is, as the day of recording, which is the 10th of September, it's World Silver Side Day. And I know I can't pronounce Silver Side right, but that's the word I'm trying to pronounce.
Okay. And, so, well, and sadly, tomorrow is going to be the 20th anniversary of the September 11 attacks.
I know. So our hearts and prayers go out to everyone that is affected, and if you have mental health, please head over to our website, and we actually have an article called Are You Okay? There's a bunch of support lines that you can reach out to.
All excellent resources.
13 11 13, I think, is Lifelines.
Wonderful.
So go check them out as well. Okay, let's move on to number 36, which is the average adult spends more time on the toilet than they do exercise. So true. Absolutely so true.
Do you think that that's increased now that people are sort of taking their phones into the toilet as well? But no, because it's funny.
Yes, that, let me just bing that.
No, because, you know, there was quite a few of the hotel industry was complaining that they were receiving far more complaints from their patrons that people were getting cold meals. And when they sort of monitored what was going on, what was happening is that they'd bring the meals out, but because everyone was talking and with their phones, they lost track of the amount of time that was happening. And so then when they actually went to go and eat their dinner or food or
whatever,
it was cold. And they're saying, oh, they brought it out cold, whereas so in fact it came out hot.
What they need to do is have heat plates.
No, they did have heat plates.
Really?
Yeah, but some people, and so these were the more extremes, are taking up to half an hour between looking at their phone and then turning to eat their meal.
So let me reclassify what I was trying to say. They need USB chargeable heat pads that plug into the wall and stay hot for at least an hour.
Or
people need to get off their phone.
Yeah, people need to get off their phone and just eat their meal.
Do you know what's even more disturbing?
Because that's holding up a table.
Yes.
And stopping other people from coming
in. Oh, imagine if a hot table.
Yeah, but then you'd have complaints from people saying, I burnt myself, or your table heated up my phone.
What if the table had a cell reception blockage thing in there, like hospitals do? Back in the 90s, I could not use a mobile phone in the hospital. It would literally cancel out.
Which hospital?
We're talking Princess Margaret Hospital. That one, you could not use a
Which
phone.
One?
Princess Margaret Hospital.
Oh, yeah, that...
You couldn't use a mobile phone.
That hospital's a bit different because it was... Well, parts of it were built nearly 100 years ago.
Yes.
And it was more solid concrete. In fact,
wasn't it?
Any sort of device in there had trouble transmitting, which is one of the main reasons why we had to move to Perth Children's Hospital.
Really? I didn't know that it was because of RF interference with
lots of problems, though.
Really?
With the hospital. With regards to telecommunications.
The spirits will come alive.
I don't think so.
You know what I do like? A side topic here about Princess Mary Hospital. I do kind of like, but I kind of don't like, I said this on Driving You Home, that they're using parts of the building, Princess Mary Hospital, to put on the Tonkin Highway. They're going to turn it into asphalt.
Oh, really?
So it's a recycling plan. Oh. And I said, just imagine if you're driving and a spirit comes up.
Yeah, no.
People do believe in spirits.
I do. I know and, that and people
they,
believe
and
in
there's
it.
Going to be children.
And you know, and I am planning for our Halloween show.
Ooh, spooky.
Ghosts.
Well, we'll bring this up then. All okay. Right. I've lost my point where we are.
So, 37. Stress heightens allergies. So, in 2009, a study published in the Journal of Psychoneuroendocrinology suggests subjects with hay fever had significantly more cutaneous allergic reactions in stressful situations compared to non-stressful situations. So during the stressful scenarios, subjects had higher levels of allergic reactions and an inflammatory allergic response to an allergen.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah, so if you get hay fever, try and be calm. Otherwise, if you're stressed, it's just going to make it worse.
It's actually funny you say that because I know someone who has hay fever and he is stressed at work at the moment. So maybe that is why
exacerbate the problem. I do get hay fever. I didn't get it too bad last year, and so far I haven't had it this year, but we're still only early into spring.
We are early into springs, and that spring will keep coming. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break so that we're not... How far are we? We're at 37. Let's get to 39 and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
So
the next two are quite quick.
It is, but exercising when you're young slows bone deterioration in old age. What? Yeah. Hang on. So you're saying when I'm 16 I should be exercising and when I'm 80 I'll be fine? Kind
of. Well, sort of, yeah. So if you the more exercise you do when you're younger... because what happens with bones is they're in a constant state of building, yeah, and rejuvenation and deconstruction. So,
awesome.
And what happens as we get older is that the deconstruction or the rebuilding and repairing, it goes slower than the destruction side of it.
Well, sometimes you just need to have some milk.
Do you know that? That
is a myth.
It is. And it was perpetrated by the dairy industry. So if you think about it, every time someone says, if you want strong bones, have dairy. So yeah, eat cheese. And But the country with the lowest rate of osteoporosis, and I haven't fact checked this, is Japan. And they equally have the lowest rate of dairy consumption.
Okay, so mum broke her ankle. I don't think I'm sure she doesn't mind me talking about her. Or giving out her medical information.
Yeah, no, I'm sure she loves this. Does she listen to this show?
Don't know.
She's probably the only one who does.
But she actually said to the doctor, but I drink milk. Yeah. And the doctor said, well, milk's bad for you.
Yeah. So
as you get older, you don't need milk. But this is the problem. Milk tastes so good. Give me a substitute that tastes like milk, then maybe.
So, if and when I have cereal, which is very rare.
Don't you like cereal?
I do, but when you get older, your metabolism slows down, so you have to sort of reduce your consumption of everything.
Shock!
I know, it's horrendous. So
you need to eat more.
Oh God!
Look, you're skinny as a stick.
Oh yeah, right. I didn't realize your eyesight had deteriorated so badly. Oh,
I forgot to eat my carrots.
Yeah. So instead of having milk and cereal, I'll have oat milk instead. I find it a lot more enjoyable.
Oat milk.
Yeah, oat milk. And I recently discovered...
How is that milk?
Well, milk
it's oat water.
Don't be like that. Your negative attitude has just made oat milk very sad.
Well, what's the other one?
It's not really. I mean, I always like going to the shop and seeing what new thing they've made milk out of.
I know. And it's like, what? They've got nut milk. And I'm like going, how do you get milk out of nuts? Like, you can't.
Yeah, so it's more of a...
It's a flavour.
filtration through the whatever almond or whatever. But actually,
almond milk shocks me all the time because it tastes terrible.
But I've recently had chocolate flavored almond milk.
Oh my goodness.
So, which I quite enjoy.
You know what I really don't like? Coconut water.
But going back just quickly to almond milk.
Yes.
I always feel guilty drinking it because actually it does consume a lot of water to create.
Does it?
So I try not to have it.
How much water does it consume?
A lot.
Just a lot. You don't know?
More than a lot.
More so than a lot. A lot.
Yeah. I don't know the exact volume.
We might have to try to find out in our break.
Yeah, but it's actually it's not environmentally friendly.
Well, there you go, Greenies. Do not drink your almond milk.
They already know that.
No, they love their almond milk. You know.
No, they know this stuff. No, they're onto it.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway, ginger. Can help reduce.
I do know ginger. She's fabulous. I didn't realize that she could help with my bloating
and cramps.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Maybe if you're nicer to her, she'll let you.
Ginger and spice. That's my life. Okay. No, we're talking about ginger. Ginger. Did you know some people just don't like ginger?
I like ginger in small amounts, but you know how some people buy like the chunks of dried ginger and they eat it like that?
It's good for you.
I'm sure it's good for you, but
It stops you getting flu. Or is that garlic? No, that's ginger. And garlic keeps the vampires away.
Yeah. And any potential suitors as well.
I was in the foster home foster time I was in, and that was our ritual every single morning. Our foster mother would make us take a clove and then a little piece of it and swallow it.
Wow.
And that was supposedly enough to keep the flu away. Mind you, every flu vaccine we had to get anyway.
Okay.
So what was the point?
Oh, she was edging her bets.
Yeah, clearly. Maybe she thought she was a vampire and she was going to bite me.
Maybe that's the way she sort of kept... Did you get any mosquito bites when you were consuming cloves of garlic?
No, but did you know something that did happen to me? And this is a true story. I got severely burnt on a motorbike exhaust pipe.
Right.
And she got aloe vera, the plant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And put that on it every single day. And no scar.
Yeah.
It's like... Aloe vera
is great, and directly from the plant. So you actually break off the leaf and you squeeze the aloe vera juice straight
onto.
It hurt
like hell.
Yeah, but it's great. It's a great skin rejuvenator.
DRN1 United, Perth dedicated LGBTIQA+ station.
We are back. Welcome back to Soundbites. Peter, that break was lovely, wasn't it?
I had a wonderful time.
I know. Did we fact check what we were trying to fact check?
I forgot what we were trying to fact check. Oh, the almond milk. Yeah, it's a lot of water.
Awesome.
Like lots.
Just lots.
Like think of a lot of water and it's more than that.
Wow.
Did you know that if you were to put your blood vessels and were to lay them end to end, all of them together, they would encircle the earth twice by stretching up to a distance of about 100,000 kilometers.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Now, I did just do your maths for you.
Oh, my
lots. On the lots.
Oh, thank you.
It's in the gallons.
Right.
So almond milk and oat milk are two popular examples of milk alternatives. It takes about 1.1 gallons of water to make a single almond, and 92 almonds make up one cup of almond milk.
So what was the first thing? The thing of how many gallons?
1.1 gallons of water to make a single almond.
And it takes what? 96?
And the 92 almonds to make up one cup. That is way too much.
What's a gallon? Gallon's something like 6 litres or something.
I'll Google that while you read the next fact.
All right. So Australia, okay, get this. Australia is wider than the moon. Australia's diameter is 600 kilometres wider than the moon's. So the moon sits at 3,400 kilometres in diameter, while Australia's diameter from east to west is almost 4,000 kilometres. Can you believe that?
Wow.
A lot of people don't realise how small the moon actually is.
It is tiny. Now, I have just done another fact check.
Good.
Of a US liquid gallon,
yes,
or 1.1, equals 4.16395 liters.
So that's a lot.
That's
of
a
water.
Lot of water for, and you have to times that by 92.
Yes.
To make one cup.
So now, it's a lot.
A liter of milk.
Yeah.
That's a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot.
I told you it was a lot.
I know, but I
told you. So think of a lot of water, and then it's bigger than that.
Now, Mike, I have more questions about this almond milk. Can we please get someone who makes milk on board?
Almond milk?
Almond milk. I want an almond milk maker.
I think we need to do a comparison between all the milk alternatives
Ooh.
And the natural, because cows also consume a lot of water.
Do they? I thought they
What did you think they milk? What did you think they drank? Coke. Oh, you think they drank milk?
I thought they drank their own teat.
Oh, dear me. You know, in the Philippines,
yes.
There's an island in the lake in an island in a lake in an island.
What?
Yeah.
Let's just repeat that. There's an island in a lake in an island in a lake in an island.
Yes. It's like Island Lake Inception.
What is it called?
So it's called Vulcan Point Island. It exists in a crater lake on Volcano Island in a lake... In Lake Tao on the Philippine island of Luzon.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, so if you ever wanted to
that volcano for creating that amazing piece of island.
Island with a lake in it.
With an island.
With another island.
But how... So is it one island with two lakes?
Well, they're all sort of in each other.
But how does it make an island of an island of an island? There has to be floating parts.
There probably is.
Scientists, please tell us. Geologists. Yeah, that one. Universities, tell us.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, now this is an interesting one because
I like this one.
I love time because I was trying to find, and this is no joke, I was trying to find what time zone is Zulu. There is actually a time zone for Zulu because Zulu is zero.
Okay.
But it is actually, and now I have to fact check myself, the actual place does not actually come up in Apple Watch or the clock in Apple. So I could not set my Apple device to Zulu time. Anyway, that's a long story. So times are very, very important. It's actually Greenwich Mean Time. That's Zulu time.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't zero Greenwich Mean Time?
Yeah, but I couldn't set it in my own for some reason. It just
wouldn't you just set it to zero?
I don't know. It wouldn't work. Maybe it's just me.
Is your phone geo-blocked to
Australia?
The GPS?
I actually had to download an app called, and it's no joke, and this goes into our topic. It is called, the app is called Ticker.io, TickerIO, which literally gives you time zone of Zulu and Julian date. That's it.
Uh-huh.
And I use that for our shows because we publish in Zulu time, not in Perth time.
Oh.
So there's some IT nerds for
you. Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, but that brings us on to number 43, which is China encompasses five time zones. Unfortunately, Zulu's not one of them, despite the entire country only using one.
Yeah, really? I love that. I love that, you know, even though they know the country has five time zones or, you know, it's
dictatorship
big enough, yeah,
for you.
Yeah, they're like, okay, but we're all just using one time.
It's dictatorship.
It's dictatorship.
I wonder why they chose Perth time.
Well, that's probably where Beijing is.
Maybe. Anyway, good on them for settling on one time zone, but I feel sorry for the people that wake up at 6 a.m., but really it's not 6 a.m.
No, it's something completely different.
Yes.
Speaking of big things.
Oh, we love big things.
The Pacific Ocean
that's what I was talking about.
So massive. So it's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water. You can make a lot of almond milk out of that.
A lot. Salty, but a lot of it. It's essentially its own hemisphere.
Oh, that's going to happen next. It's going to be salty milk. It's going to be a thing.
I'm surprised they haven't done it.
Because they got salted caramel.
I love salted caramel.
So do I.
You know, I'm a bit obsessed with it.
To a good point?
No.
See, I had salted caramel
frappuccinos. To a 12-step program.
Oh, I have salted caramel frappuccinos from Macca's when they had them. No, not sponsored. just to say, Macca's,
yeah.
I'm loving it. Yeah. Come sponsor us.
Yeah.
But seriously, they're to die for. So if McDonald's...
No, I'm trying to avoid anything salted caramel.
Oh, don't worry. They're going to come. But
anyway, so the Pacific Ocean is so massive, it's essentially its own atmosphere. There are a few points on Earth where if you stand in the Pacific Ocean and travel directly through the center of the Earth, through the core, and popped out the opposite side of the planet, you'd still be in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah, so if you pick a point in the Pacific... like in one part of the Pacific Ocean and went straight through the core to the other side, you would potentially still be in the Pacific Ocean.
Okay. That's
so that's not the whole thing. Like, there will be some spots that...
Yeah. Yeah. You got to pick your spot.
But that's how they sort of... Like, you know when they do... you hear people say, oh, he sailed around the world or she sailed around the world solo. How they measure that is they put an imaginary line through the center of the earth and you have to pass through both points of...
Yep.
So... And what they're saying with this is that's the same for the Pacific Ocean.
So in other words, you could just take a shortcut. Pacific Ocean time.
Huh?
You could just go around the Pacific Ocean and you'll be around the world. Actually, you know how you get around the world faster? Antarctica.
Yeah, no, that's...
That's the smaller part.
No, but sometimes what they do is they'll fly planes over the poles.
Oh, interesting.
To sort of...
I want to parachute outside the North Pole, just see Santa.
Oh, good luck with that.
I know. every kid's dream is to see Santa's workshops.
Do that on your birthday, because then you'll go back to one of the earlier facts of people who are more likely to die on their birthday. I do want to die on my birthday. Really? I think that would just round it all out nicely.
No, because then your funeral is not going to be on your birthday. You want your funeral to be on your birthday, so that way that's a celebration of your death. Where you were born, so that's a celebration of life, right? You were died, so your funeral is your celebration of your death. You really want to be buried on your birthday.
Maybe I can just like have a quick turnaround.
Anyone for a barbecue?
Yeah.
Bonjour. Okay.
You know, the Eiffel Tower in Paris can grow up to 15 centimetres or 6 inches in summer due to the heat.
I did know this because it's made out of metal.
Yes.
And metal expands during heat.
Yes.
But did you know that it could all come crumbling down too?
The Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Cracks.
Right.
Metal fatigue.
Uh-huh.
What do they have to replace the Eiffel Tower?
They do regular inspections and maintenance on it.
We've had things fall down before.
Oh, look, I'm not denying that. That's why we now do more regular inspections
and maintenance. And when was the Eiffel Tower made?
Wasn't it?
It was a gift, 18, wasn't it?
Yeah, no. The people who created the Statue of Liberty, which was a gift from the French people, to the American people. A lot of people make a mistake by saying it was a gift from the French government to the American government, but it was a gift from the French people to the American people. They were the same people who created the Eiffel Tower, and it was for the World Trade Fair in, was it 1890-something or other?
I don't know.
You're testing my memory on that one.
I'm actually just seeing if there's any... guess what? In 2017, the Eiffel Tower will undergo renovation work and the modernization of its visitor reception. So that was 300 million euros was dedicated towards the project.
Okay, so but you didn't bother to look at when it was built.
Oh no! I wanted to know when it was repaired, not because I wanted to see if it had any major defaults.
Okay.
But if you want me to know when it was built in 1887.
Oh, there you go. And it was
on the 28th of January, 1887.
And it was for the World Fair, or what did they call it? The
Universal
Universals or something like that.
Look, there's a lot of, I think we just link to the Wikipedia page and right. You can do some reading yourself because I don't know. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it so fast.
Right. Every conspiracy theory in the world you can find in seconds, but a simple fact like when it was built, it's like, I can't find it. It's too high.
I found that one. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But did you know it's also 324 meters tall?
Yeah. Thank you.
And did you know that it has about the same height as an 81-story building, according to Wikipedia?
But not who built it.
Let's have a look. Who actually manufactured it? Hang on 1 second.
Like Francois.
The owner is the city of Paris, and the structural engineer. Okay, I do have some names here, and I'm going to most probably butcher them. So, the architect was Stephen Salvage. That's Sauvestre. Salvigant?
Yeah.
Sorry, Stephen. We love you for building such a wonderful thing. Maurice? 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 And Emile.
Can I have a look?
There you go. On the left. On the right. Sorry if I can't get my left or right. Do. I'll just play some music while we're waiting.
You know, it was the same people who, anyway.
Who, can you pronounce names?
Yeah, it was Maurice Cuchulain, Emile Nogulier. The main contractor was the Compagnie de l'Establissement. And Steve, it's probably Stephen Silvestri.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Well done to Peter for his French. Oui, oui.
Not French. anyway, all right.
It's quite an interesting read. I highly recommend people
Gustav,
go.
Gustav. That's Gustav. The one. Gustav was the one who... Gustav... Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Anyway, we're
But, you know, the French... The Parisians hated the Eiffel Tower when it was first built, and they couldn't wait for it to be torn down. But as it was up for a few years, they eventually got used to it.
Hang on. So it was meant to come down?
Yeah, it was only meant to be a temporary structure to demonstrate the... building capabilities of building with steel.
And why did they keep it?
Because after a while, it became part of the landscape.
Wow.
And they.
How much did this cost to build?
Okay, let's move on from the Eiffel Tower.
No, I'm just I'm curious now how much it cost to build. Look,
maybe we'll do a show on famous landmarks.
I think so, but I think we should because there's a lot of landmarks that we love.
Yes.
Eiffel Tower's one. The Leaning Tower of Pisa is another one.
Yes.
Optus Stadium was one.
And it's not anymore?
No, kind of got bored of it. It looks like a bird's nest. Kind of looks like China's Olympic ring. Olympic.
Would you like it in a different shape?
I don't know. I don't understand how it's culturally... Like, they said it had something to do with Aboriginal culture, that design that they went with.
Uh-huh.
It's a good building. Just, I think we've had better buildings.
Right.
Like old buildings. Like, we weren't a fan of the bell tower when it first
got built. I'm still not a fan of the bell tower.
But now at least it looks like a boat between two big buildings.
Okay.
Anyway. And the WA Museum, which they restored and rebuilt.
Well, I do like the WA Museum.
I
know. And I've forgotten the actual proper name for it.
I'm sorry.
Borrow up
something or narrow up?
Yeah, I need to look.
We might put that on our
anyway.
Okay. Anyway, next one.
Every year, over 1 million earthquakes shakes the earth.
Oh, I thought it was just me standing.
Possibly.
You know,
after a night of heavy cheese eating.
Yes, it's all that drooling, darling, the drooling. Okay.
And every second, around 100 lightning bolts strike the earth.
Oh, that's what causes lightning then. Sorry, the earthquakes. The lightning strikes.
And then the earthquake
goes boom. Now, did you know that the dinosaurs became extinct before the Rockies or the Alps were formed?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the Rocky Mountains. Sorry.
Yeah, plate tectonics.
I'm like going, are you talking about an animal
and
here?
And we talked about that during one of our episodes. I think it was on the hominins.
Yes, I think.
Not hominids.
No, wasn't it about the guy dying on the ice caps?
Could have been.
Yeah, something like that.
We covered a lot of topics.
Now, number 49, if the sun were just 2.5 centimetres or 1 inch in diameter, the nearest star would be 716 kilometres or 545 miles away.
That's a long way away.
Why would it be so far?
Because space is vast.
Do you think it's because it wouldn't suck it in?
What?
The sun. They're saying if it was... Hang on, let me just clarify
okay,
this
so
one.
If we shrunk...
Diameter, they're saying, is it going out or in the sun?
No, if we shrunk
the sun
okay. to just... 2.5 centimetres wide in diameter. So
because I read that totally different. Then.
That's okay. Then the nearest star would be 716 kilometres away. That just goes to show how vast and how huge space is.
See, this is why you don't get Russell to read things. Because Russell misunderstood that completely as if we were reducing the size by 2.5 centimetres. That's not much. But number 50, please.
Yes. Okay. So this is another one of these fun universal facts. 1 million millionth of a second after the Big Bang, the universe was the size of a pea.
Well, why could not it be the size of a grape or something like that? Actually, no, grape's bigger. What's smaller than a pea? A bird seed.
A chickpea?
Chickpea.
Right.
I want to know when that was the Big Bang.
Maybe one of those, take off one of those millions.
But yeah, well, maybe. Anyway, the tallest tree ever was an Australian eucalyptus. Well done, Australia.
Well done, Aussie.
In 1872, it was destroyed. No, it was measured at 132 metres or 435 feet tall before it turned into paper.
Yeah, before we turned it into loop paper.
I'm sure that's what happened to it.
I'm not sure what happened to it. We would have cut it down, though.
Absolutely. Come on. We love our wood.
Do you know that the wingspan of a Boeing 747 is longer than the Wright brothers' first flight
Kitty Hawk? I actually thought that their first flight ended up with them crashing.
No.
Didn't they just go up and fall down?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a lot of those old-timey disaster movies where, you know, someone's strapped their arms to big wings and just fall straight down.
We're actually talking about a motorized...
Yeah, so powered flight.
Those wings aren't that big. Are we talking about a Boeing 747 the wingspan? Okay, so how big's a wingspan on a Boeing 747? Someone who knows this, please message us and we'll talk. It's quite long, but not that long.
It's huge. Yeah, but it was longer than the flight of the first...
And that was kind of a success for the Wright brothers?
Yeah, well, it was the first time anyone had ever done it in a powered airplane. Wow. Powered controlled flight.
I would have just called that a jump.
Right, okay.
Good on them. Good on the Wright brothers for being right on the history and helping us.
And there's a lot of controversy that they weren't actually the first. Yeah, but anyway.
We might have to do a story about that. Now,
you know, famous.
Number 53. Yeah, sorry, famous.
No, I was just going to say we could do a show on famous people who sort of got there first but weren't really the first.
Oh, I want to know if Tesla actually got there first or wasn't really the first.
Well, Edison didn't invent the light globe.
No, he did not, but we'll talk about that on another show. If you want to hear that, please message us. Now, the 53 one is the Ebola virus kills 4 out of every 5 humans it affects.
Yeah, it's very,
I thought we killed Ebola. I thought it was gone and done.
Well, it's still around, but we can control it. But if you if you contract it without getting any sort of medical treatment, then...
Did you know that the guy that was a scientist or doctor that was in that country, I can't remember what country it was, sorry. I think it was India. I could be wrong. Most likely wrong. He was flown back to the US, put into hospital. They thought they cured him, but he was going blind because the Ebola hid in his eye.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh. So they were able to give him some drops for his eye and save him. But yeah, very interesting indeed how sneaky this virus was.
Yeah. Well, most viruses are a little cheeky.
Well, number 54.
You know, on the day that Alexander Graham Bell...
Was buried,
the entire US telephone system was shut down for a minute in tribute.
I'm going to take it. He made the telephone system.
Yeah. So he was one of the...
When you say shut down, are we talking about the powered telephone system or are we talking about, hello, operator?
Yeah, I think what it was they probably just shut the power to it because back then it wasn't exactly...
Was it operator though? Was it like...
Yeah, it was the old operator and they had the old switchboard where they had to pull the cord out and, can you connect me to so-and-so, and they'd pull your cord out and flick it into a...
I think that's amazing technology, to tell the honest truth.
It's that switching technology, yeah.
It's just apps. Like, I know it's done by computers now.
Yeah, well, it has to be done by computers.
Yes, with all the mobile phones that we have, we don't have cables. Yeah. But it is an absolute amazement.
Well, the whole thing,
the fact that it was just microphone plugs.
And I often sort of think, you know, the things that we just take for granted that work and not realizing the path that technology has had to take to bring us here. You know, that concept of, you know, only a few people had a telephone, so you had to ring someone and ask them to pull your cord out and plug it into somebody else's phone.
I wonder if anyone got accidentally connected to the wrong person.
Oh, all the time.
Human error.
Yeah.
Okay, now there is number 55 is at 38 centimetres or 15 inches, the eye of giant squids are the largest on the planet. The eyes of giant squids are larger. Sorry, yeah. I read that totally. Not the right grammar then. But
I just find that fascinating. Just that concept.
I thought
that
giraffes were bigger. Because they've got big eyes. Or horses. But we're talking about giant squids.
Yeah, we're talking about 38 centimetres.
Are we talking about under like the deep dark? The ones that are big?
Yeah, the giant squid, yeah.
The one
that's... Down there that attacks sperm whales and all sorts of things.
Does it?
Yeah, that's why sometimes you see images of sperm whales and they've got those big scars all down their body. It's because they've been in a fight with a giant squid.
Well, they won.
Yeah, they usually do.
Do they?
Yeah, because the giant squid is their food source, so they sort of go and attack them and chew them all up. And as they're thrashing about and fighting the sperm whale, they're sort of wrapping themselves around them. And that's why we get, especially in sperm whales, because they eat the beak of the giant squid as well. And that irritates the stomach lining and that forms that ambergris all around the beak of the giant squid. And if you can find that ambergris washed up on the shore somewhere, it's actually worth a fortune.
Really?
A huge amount of money.
Really?
Like a lot.
Really?
Like, think of a lot. And it's a lot. Yeah.
It's like a lot of...
It's a lot. If you find
like
ambergris.
Six almond milks.
More.
Okay.
Ambergris.
I think there's titles just because a lot.
You know,
okay.
Ambergris.
More germs are transferred shaking hands than kissing. Well, kissing germs are okay. Handshake germs are not.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that.
What were you going to say? Come on.
No, I was just going to say, but if you were to shake hands and then lick your hand, you have mouth germs and handshake germs.
Yeah, but see, I would rather, if someone said to me, right, to cure COVID, all we need to do is start kissing each other and no more handshakes, I'd be down for that. Next topic.
The world's smallest winged insect is the Tanzanian parasitic wasp. It's smaller than the eye of a housefly. That's tiny.
Hang on, but a housefly has multiple eyes. It does.
It has compound eyes. So it has, even though it's got two main eyes, in the big eyes, there's lots of little eyes.
Exactly.
Unlike a spider, which has multiple actual
eyes. Yeah, that's freaking me out. Don't even mention spiders. I hate spiders. anyway.
No, hold on. Let's get back to how small this little thing is. It's smaller than an eye of a housefly. That's small.
Of an
that's
eye
a little.
Of a housefly.
Like, think of something little, and this is more little than that little.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's amazing.
I like our scientific measurement for things.
I love you. Okay. It could take over an hour of a heavy... Sorry. It would take over an hour for a heavy object to sink 10.8 kilometers or 6.7 miles down to the deepest part of the ocean. Coming soon to the nearest cinema near you.
Can you imagine just sinking for an hour?
Could you just... You know this whole thing about movie cinemas not having anything to do? They could literally just go and... Say, okay, a live feed of a sinking item in the ocean. You get to watch it for 20 minutes, or an hour, actually. So that's nearly a length of a movie.
Yeah, and you reckon that'd get a lot of people?
$5 a ticket? Who wouldn't want to see it? Science.
Most people.
And then you can make it explode at the end.
Uh-huh.
Coming soon, part two.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it would get a sequel.
Well, no, but it might keep them afloat. Okay.
There are more living organisms on the skin of each human than there are humans on the surface of the earth.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because I wake up and I'm all creepy crawlied.
Do you need to change the bed sheets more often?
It was a joke. But
maybe a little Glen 20 in the air?
There's always Glen 20 in my air.
Let's see what number 60 is.
60, around a million billion neurons.
Neutrinos.
Thank you. On the suns will pass through your bodies while you listen to this sentence. And now they are already past the moon.
Isn't that amazing? Neutrinos travel so
fast. Was I meant
to
pause for a dramatic effect there? Was it meant to be... Listen to the sentence.
I think any type of effect that we could have got out of that sentence was completely
butchered.
Yeah. But good on you.
I tried.
Very trying.
Neutrons. So, neutrons, I don't know.
Neutrinos.
Can we just call it Salt Island Brand?
No, listen. No, you can't just start changing the name of things. You got to be scientific, like a lot and a lot, a lot. All right? That's how you measure volume. And a little. And think of a little thing, and it's even littler than that.
Okay.
So a lot of things and little things. Would you believe that both Russell and I are absolutely sober? We haven't had anything to drink. We are not on any sort of
medicine or drugs or anything. Substance. No.
We're just...
just high as a kite with love.
It's Friday afternoon and we both have had long weeks.
And
so,
we're so...
But yeah, I like this idea that a million billion neutrinos, so they're incredibly small, even smaller than that little parasitic wasp.
Yes, they're smaller than a nano.
Think of something really tiny, tiny.
Like a nano.
And this is tiny, tiny, tinier.
Like a micro nano.
Yes. But it's a neutrino.
Yes.
And it will pass through our body so quickly.
It's like an X-ray.
Yeah. And by the time you even know it's gone through you, because it's so small, it just passes by every cell, every atom in your body. And it goes so fast, it's at more than... We're not sure exactly how far. Well, we do know, but I don't know.
It just goes a long way. Long, 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 long way.
But it's already past the moon.
Absolutely. A long, 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 long way. And if you don't know the distance of a long, 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 long...
It's think of a long thing away, and this is a long, long thing away.
Yeah, and it's a long, long, long thing away.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is science, folks.
The Saturn V rocket, which carried man to the moon, develops power equivalent to 50... 747 jumbo jets. Sorry, that took a lot of effort to read.
I know, but you did well.
Only because I couldn't figure out what equivalent was.
That's all right. So imagine having 50 747
I would love to have all those because that would be a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot.
That's a lot of jumbos.
I know. And you know how much that would cost to have a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot of money.
Think of a lot of money. And this is even more lot money, a lot more of that money. That's a lot.
A lot, lot.
Have we done that to death now?
I don't think so.
I'm sure we haven't. I'm sure. Is there any listeners left?
How about we get up to number 68 and then we call this it? And there's a reason why I want to get 68.
I'm sure there is, yeah. Okay. All right. Every hour, the universe expands by a billion miles in all directions.
That's amazing.
Now, remember, we were talking about the death of the universe and how we said it's continuing to expand.
It's going a long, 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 long way.
It's expanding. So think of something that's expanding and it's expanding more.
It's a lot, a lot, a lot.
It's an expander.
Yeah. It's like blowing up a balloon.
At over 2,000 kilometres long, the Great Barrier Reef is the largest living structure on the Earth.
Is that also expanding?
No.
Why not? If the universe is expanding, doesn't everything else expand inside it?
No.
Damn.
Because, unfortunately, our Great Barrier Reef is under threat by climate change, and it's dying.
Wow. At least we're not going to kill trees anymore.
I know we are.
In WA.
Yeah, just not the old growth stuff.
Yeah, I know. Okay, the risk of being struck by a falling meteorite for a human is once occurs every 9,300 years. So what? You're going to get struck by a meteorite once every 300 years, sorry?
Yeah, so if you live to be 9,300 years of age, you may get struck by a meteorite.
And I think that would be fun. And it has to be on your birthday.
Preferably. That way it just rounds everything off nicely.
Yeah. You went to the funeral, you'd be squashed.
I would be angry, though, if I died on my birthday and I hadn't had any of my birthday cake.
But you wouldn't know that you're dead because apparently when you die, you just disappear.
I'd carry that to the grave.
But how would you know where your grave is because you're dead?
I'd be angry.
You'd be angry?
Because there's only one thing I love in this world and it's cake.
A lot of cake.
A lot of cake. Think of a lot of cake.
a lot of cake.
This is a lot of... Okay, we really need to let that go. Okay, the driest inhabited place in the world is Aswan, Egypt, where the average annual rainfall is only 0.05 centimetres or 0.2 inches.
And, you know, that goes very nicely with the largest desert in the world, the Sahara.
Sahara.
Thank you. It's 5,600,000 square kilometres or 3,500,000 square miles.
That's huge.
That is huge.
That's a big desert.
Yes. Now, just out of curiosity, how would we escape the Milky Way? I've gone the wrong one.
You want to escape Earth's gravity.
That's the one.
So we did talk about this in one of our other shows. So if to escape the Earth's gravity, a rocket needs to travel at 11 kilometres or 7 miles a second.
So what happens if it goes any faster? Does it...
No, that's good. That's the minimum.
You know how... Because we've seen rockets blow up.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking, like, unfortunately, the Challenger disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
And why did that blow up? Because I thought they de-thrustled or de... Like...
Well, Challenger blew up because the O-rings between the fuel boosters were brittle because they launched in too cold a temperature. The days leading up to the launch, it was too cold. And even though a number of engineers said that is a risk factor, eventually they did sign off. And when the Challenger took off, those O-rings failed, allowing that fuel to get outside of the booster, ignite, catch on fire, and start, sadly, so an uncontrollable explosion.
Well, that's a shame. And God rest their souls.
Yes.
Okay, at number 89... number 68, I'll get my English together. If every star in the Milky Way was a grain of salt, they would fill up an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
That's a lot of stars.
That's a lot of Olympic-sized swimming pool. Well,
that's a lot of grains of salt, too.
It is. And the reason why we want to finish on number 68
right.
is because it's my dad's birthday, and he's turned 68 today.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Well, happy birthday to Russell's dad.
Yes. So, Dad, there you go. Finally got mentioned on radio.
Yeah. So, we're commemorating the anniversary of your birth and...
and your death.
And,
Yeah, well, we want him to die on his birthday.
No, don't. Yeah, but not this one. Not this one. Don't pick this one.
Well, we want 86.
No, I feel bad now. I feel a lot bad now. Think of a lot of bad. And this is a lot of bad. And because I made a joke of it, I feel even worse. So it's... It's like exponential.
Yes.
So when you're thinking of a lot, you have to think of it really fast to get that exponential.
You got to think of it like a boom, kaboom.
I think we've gone too far. We have gone too far on that. If we do this joke again, we deserve a tax audit.
No, we don't.
That's you anyway, because that won't touch me.
Oh, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of the show. I am crying here. You know how last week I said to you that was the most fun I've had?
Yeah.
I think this is the most fun I've had.
And that's sad. That's such a low benchmark.
We've dumbed down the show down to famous facts.
Yeah.
And we're having more fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of fun.
Think of a lot.
The title of this episode is going to be a lot of fun.
I think the title of this episode is final. Yeah, the final. At this point, this is when the show was cancelled.
Oh, we should start drinking.
Can it get worse?
I don't know. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the show. If you love us, then please like us. Just head over to DRM1 United on Facebook and tell us that you like us, because we really, really, really...
Yeah,
really,
we've got low self-esteem.
And we like need
a lot. Think of a lot, and we need a lot of it.
A lot.
We need a lot of constant reassurance.
Absolutely a lot. I mean a lot.
A lot.
Anyway, don't forget there will be a change coming to the show where we're taking a break.
Thank God.
Like a long break.
Think of
Peter, it's been a pleasure having you.
It's been a pleasure doing the show with you, Russell.
And we'll see you in a long, long, long time.
Bye-bye.
Like 7 days. Bye.
Bye-bye.